This is going out to all our Marines, but this is also for everybody. We can all benefit from this word this morning. But I want you guys, you three young men, to get this and stuff it in your heart. Amen. I love you very much. I'm so proud of you guys. And that's all I'm going to say so I don't start crying. I'm going to do my best to get through this. But I love you guys so much. Real fast, we're going to talk a little bit about King David this morning. Now, we all remember King David. He was the young man who killed the lions, who defeated the bears, who defeated the giant. Amen? You guys remember that stuff? Victorious in countless campaigns and countless battles. He was even victorious when his king, Saul, tried to kill him. Amen? The point I'm trying to make, guys, is David went through a lot, fought in a lot of battles, and the Lord always delivered him. Amen? Went through a lot of craziness. But in this portion of David's life, he's facing a hardship like he has never faced before. Amen? He had never been through a situation like this. Now, in this psalm that we're going to go through this morning, David was betrayed by his beloved son, Absalom. He had never experienced anything like this, where his son wanted to take control of the kingdom, where his son wanted him dead. Amen? So the point I'm trying to make this morning to each and every person in here, life gets hard sometimes. Amen? And you may have been through a lot of valleys recently. You may have been through a lot of storms. Amen? But now you might see yourself in a situation and you're like, I don't see any way out of this. Amen? I don't see a light at the end of this tunnel. I don't know how I'm going to get through to the other side in this one. Amen? No matter what you're going through this morning, you need to understand that God will and can get you through to the other side. Amen? So here we have David in this situation, and he's going to talk about it a little bit. Oh, Lord, so this is Psalms 3 and verse 1. Oh, Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. David's like, I don't even know who I can trust. I don't know who my friends are and who my enemies are. My advisor went over with my son. My son's trying to kill me. I don't know who I can trust. I can't even put a finger. I can't even count who is coming against me. So sometimes as Christians, we can be in that situation where we're like, man, I've got Satan coming at me from every single direction. I've got so much on my plate right now. I don't know how to handle this. If it was just one thing, that would be fine. That would be cool. I'm an American. I'm a man. I'm a male. I can get through this somehow. But it's not like that. I got so much on my plate. I don't know which way is up right now. That's kind of like what David's saying. He's like, I have never been in a situation like this. Okay, maybe you get that report from the doctor and it doesn't look so good. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. God's in control. Amen? You may have been betrayed like David was betrayed. Betrayal stings like nothing else. Amen? This was his blood. This was his son. Amen? That said, you know, Dad, I want you dead. I want your place. I want to be in power. Amen? Now, you young Marines, you're going to be in a different world here in just a little while. It's going to be different than anything you've ever imagined. I know that you've prepared yourself and you did the best you could to get ready. Amen? But God says, I'm going to go with you and I'm going to hold you up. And whenever you get scared, rebuke that nonsense. Rebuke it and push through it. Amen? Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? Oh, Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. I don't know who I can trust. I can't even count my enemies. And so many of the people are saying, well, you know what? I think God's finally turned his back on David. I think the Lord has blessed Absalom. I think the Lord has blessed David's son. I think David's time in the sun is finally coming to an end. It doesn't matter what anybody says about you, young men. It doesn't matter what anybody says about any of you guys. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. You hear what I'm saying this morning? It doesn't matter what they say about you at work. It doesn't matter what kind of voices you have listened to where Satan has tried to beat you down and tell you that you're no good or you're not going to be able to make it. You know what I'm saying? That's not who you are. You're not who people say you are. You're not what people say you do. You're not what people think about you. Amen? You understand what I'm saying this morning, beloved? You want to know who you are? You want to know what you are? You are bought at a price. You are loved by God. Say it with me. Everybody in here, say it with me. I am loved by God. I am loved by God. If you remember anything this morning, you have got to get that in your heart. If you're just visiting here, don't forget that. If you're here every Sunday, don't forget that. I am loved by God, because that means an awful lot. That means an awful lot. I can do anything because I know my God loves me. No matter where my country sends me to, no matter where my country calls, no matter what happens in my world, I am loved by God. I am loved by God. The creator of the universe loves me. Amen? Ephesians 2 and verse 4. Look on your monitor. But because of his great love for us, God who is rich in mercy, thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his mercy. You ever wonder, well, how much does God love me? All God's people say, I don't know. I don't know. My little finite capability can't grasp or handle that. You know what I mean? But you are loved so much that he laid down his own son's life for you. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning, Marines? You hear what I'm saying, church? You hear what I'm saying, beloved? No matter where you are, no matter what you go through, no matter how difficult things get, I am loved by God, and he loves me so much that he saved my soul, that he shed his son's blood on a cross. You hear what I'm saying? So I can be saved. Amen? That's love right there. That's love. And he says, I will never leave you or forsake you. So if you ever wonder if anybody cares about you or if you've been forgotten, just remember, I am loved by God. I am loved by God. Amen? Get riled up. I know everybody's tired. Love you guys. I'm not mad if anybody's wondering. I'm not mad at anybody. It's all good. God is good. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. I know sometimes I kind of freak people out when I'm being stern, but I'm just talking about Jesus. Let's go to the next slide, guys. Oh, Lord, how many are my foes? David had never been in a situation like this before. Amen? You might find yourself in a situation in a day's time, tomorrow, this afternoon, in a couple weeks, whenever you guys get off that bus, where you're like, man, I don't know about this. I've never been in a situation like this before. That's okay. That's all right, because God is good, and he's in control, and he's with you. Amen? Oh, Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. And then it says, Selah. Everyone say, Selah. That means pause. That means focus on this for a second. So David hasn't really said anything good yet. It's all kind of bad stuff, downer stuff. I got a bunch of enemies. My life is crazy. My son's trying to kill me. Everybody around me, the people that my subject who I've tried to be good to are talking bad about me. And then he says, hey, think about that for a second. Think about that. But when you think about this stuff, when you have categorized and analyzed and said, this is what I've got going on, this is what I got to deal with, this is what things look like in the natural. You see what I'm saying this morning? At that moment, let's see what God thinks about it. Let's see how God can take care of this situation. Are y'all with me this morning? Because my God can do all things. Amen? See, my Bible says, let God be true. Listen to me, Marines. My Bible says, let God be true. In every man a liar. So it doesn't matter what people say about you. It doesn't matter who said what. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't matter, Rita, what the doctor says. Let God be true in every man a liar. We stand on this word. Amen? When things get crazy in your life, Cameron, you have to remember the lessons. You have to remember the teachings. And you have to stand on the word of God. Amen? Oh, Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. Selah. All God's people said, Selah. Not Sega. Verse 3. But you, oh Lord, are a shield about me. Here's all this bad stuff going on in the natural. This is crazy. When I think about it, I start getting freaked out. But this is my God. Let me start focusing on what is truly important. Let me start focusing on this for a second, Brother Donnie. But you, oh Lord, are a shield about me. God, you have been true and faithful to me. When I fought the bear, you were there. When I fought the lion, you were there. When I fought the giant, I'm not about to sing or nothing, just had to clear my throat. When I fought the giant, you were there. All those battles when I was hiding out from Saul, you were there. You gave me the victory. Amen. This is a different battle. I've never been in a trial like this before. But you know what? You were good to me then. You're going to be good to me now. You will get me through to the other side. Amen. You are my shield. You are my protector. You hear what I'm saying this morning? No matter how crazy things get, I belong to the Lord. And he loves me. Amen. And he is my shield. He is my protector. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. Amen. I don't have to take pride in my abilities. As a matter of fact, I need to come to the place where I understand when I am weak, I am strong. When there are things that look unscalable, when there's a wall in front of me and I don't know how I'm ever going to get over that, when there's all these things coming against me and I realize, hey, I can't handle this on my own, that's okay. Because David had to come to that place where he realized, hey, I'm just a little kid, man. I can't destroy this giant on my own. You know what I mean? That's impossible. All God's people said, that's impossible. That's impossible, man. But see, with our God, with our Savior, with our Lord, nothing is impossible. Amen. You see what I'm saying this morning? So it's okay, man, to get to that place where we say, man, I don't know if I can do this. That's where we need to be. Because that's when we run into the arms of the Lord. Amen. That's where he lifts us up. That's where he fills in the gaps. That's where he makes a way where there is no way. Amen. My glory and the lifter of my head. I don't have to be downcast because life is hard. I don't have to be depressed or discouraged. I am loved by God. Let me hear everyone say that this morning. I am loved by God. We got to get it. We got to get to that place where we understand it and we live it. You know what I mean? No matter what's going on, I've been betrayed. I can't figure this out. Hey, man, I just got fired from work. Didn't get no big severance package. I don't know what in the world is going on. But you know what? I can still hold my head up high because I belong to the Most High God. You know what I mean? My glory and the lifter of my head. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody cool? Is everybody having fun? It's okay if you're not having fun because church ain't supposed to be fun. Did you ever hear that? No, it doesn't matter, man. We're here to worship the Most High God, and we can have fun while we're doing it, right? Thank you, Lord. Now listen to this. I got all this bad, crazy stuff going on, but my God has been good to me. He is my shield. He is my protector. Yes, I've never been through a situation like this before in my life, but I know my God has been faithful, and he will definitely get me through this one too. I don't know how it's going to end up, but I know it's going to end up where God gets the glory, and I get the growth out of it. Amen? I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. Beloved, remember that. Remember that. When you're going through it, Sean Shane Merrill, listen to me right now. When you're going through it, cry aloud to the Lord. Cry out to him because he loves you and he hears you. Reach out to him. You know that verse, cast your cares upon him because he careth for you. You see what I'm saying this morning? When things get crazy, when it seems like a hopeless situation, David was in a really bad situation. You know what I mean? Well, either I'm going to die or my son might die. But this is craziness right here. He never thought he'd be in a situation like that. But you know what? He said, my God is good. He is my shield. He is my protector. And I'm going to give this burden to him. I'm going to give this burden to him, and he's going to give me peace. Does that make sense this morning? I cried aloud to the Lord. See the seriousness in that, Brother Michael Jones? This isn't some little shotgun prayer. This isn't like praying for somebody that you don't even know. This is like, God, I need you. This is impossible. And he's reaching out to the Lord. He's serious about it. Amen? He cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard him. You see what I'm saying, guys? We got to give it to the Lord. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. Is God good this morning? Verse 5, I lay down and slept. What? Hold the phone. What? What, dude? You just had to flee Jerusalem to keep your head on your shoulders because your son's trying to kill you. You don't know who's your friend, who's your enemy. Everyone's lying, telling you all this crazy stuff. And you're chilling. You can take a nap. You can rest. What's up with that? Hey, man, my God is good. My God is my shield and my protector. I'm giving my burdens to the Lord, and he gives me peace. You hear what I'm saying? He gives his beloved rest. Look at verse Psalms 127 and verse 2. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest. You don't have to be so stressed out that you can't sleep. Raise your hands if you love sleepless nights. Raise them up high if you love sleepless nights. Where you just toss and turn and all stressed out. I've had a lot of those. I don't like them at all. Oh, I should have done it like this. I can't believe I've done this. Man, I really dropped the ball this time. You know what? We give it to the Lord. Amen. Whatever you're going through, no matter what it is, we give it to the Lord. Amen. And he's going to give me peace. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of all God's people said, eating the bread of anxious toil. It's like, man, you all stressed out for no reason, man. Because look, for he gives to his beloved sleep. That is an awesome word of encouragement right there. God said he gives his beloved rest. He gives his beloved sleep. So I can be David, who's going through a crazy situation. I can let it steal my joy, and I can be freaked out. Or I can just say, God, you got this. I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do. My world just got turned upside down. My boy's trying to kill me. Amen. But see, Jordan, he's giving it to the Lord. No matter where you're at, what you're going through. I belong to the Lord. I am loved by the Lord. He is faithful to me. He is good to me. He's not going to let me down. He is my shield. He is my protector. I'm giving this burden to him. Amen. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke again. Whoop. I went to bed, then I woke up again. God's not done with me. You hear what I'm saying? He could have took you in the night, but he didn't. God's not done with you. He's got much more for you to do. David, the Lord could have took you in the night, in the sleep, when you were sleeping. When you were sawing logs, you were sleeping so good. But the Lord's not done with you. The Lord watches over us while we slumber. The Lord gives us peace no matter what we're going through. Amen. And the Lord's not done with you. Amen. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. Amen. Listen to me this morning. No matter what kind of boat you're in, no matter what kind of situation you're in, my God shall supply all my needs. My God is going to take care of me. Amen. So if I'm at Paris Island, stressed out, just give it to the Lord. The same God that I serve right here in Milton, Florida, is the same God that's going to be with me wherever I wake up. No matter where life puts me, my God is in control, and my God loves me. Amen. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people. Earlier, David was like, I don't know how many enemies I got. I got a bunch of them. I got a bushel of them. I got a herd of them. I got a mess of them. If it's thousands and thousands of people coming against me, it doesn't matter. Okay, it's not about my ability. It's about who I belong to. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying, Cameron? It's not about what you can do. It's about what the Lord can do. Amen. And when I trust in him, he'll make a way where there is no way. Amen. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. I can be encircled by the enemy. I can be surrounded by Satan and his minions. And that's okay. That's just an awesome opportunity for God to show himself strong in my life. Amen. Let's go to the next slide. Psalms 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I am surrounded by people that hate my guts. I am surrounded by people that want to cut my head off. I'm talking about my old neighborhood I used to live in. I live somewhere else now. I'm playing. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Doesn't matter what kind of boat you're in, what's going on. Remember, Jesus Christ was on that boat with his disciples, right? And that big, crazy storm was coming up. What was Jesus doing in that boat? He was sawing logs, man. He was sleeping. He had peace. He knew he wasn't going to drown. That was just sweet, sweet sounding, sleepy time rain song to him. Now, his disciples were freaking out, but Jesus knew he had something to do. So there's no reason for us to be full of fear this morning, guys. Amen? God's got something for us to do. The Lord is my light and my salvation. He's going to deliver me. He's going to take care of me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Who does Satan have that can stand up against the Most High God? What can the world throw at you that is more powerful than the Most High God? Nada, nothing. Big fat zilch, big fat goose egg. The Lord is my light and my salvation. See who goes with you into battle. See who goes before you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. The Lord is my safe place. When I was a baby, when I was not a baby, when I was a preteen, when I was in high school, when I'm in boot camp, wherever I am, no matter what age I am, God is my safe place. God is my safe place. He is my deliverer. He is my strong tower. The Lord is my stronghold. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I love you guys very, very much. I want to close with this verse right here. Every single person in here needs to memorize this verse. There will be a test on it next Sunday morning. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. We have to push through that fear, guys. We all have a job to do. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Christians, remember that. Beloved, my friends, my loved ones, these young Marines, remember that. Keep that deep inside your heart, that my God is my shield. He is my protector. He goes before me. He makes the crooked places straight. He is faithful. He will never leave me or forsake me. He is with me wherever I go. God, the creator of the universe, is with me. Amen. Father God, we love you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you for your hand of protection and grace and mercy on these young men, Lord. Thank you that you have many, many adventures for them, Lord. And they will always trust in you and they will always lean on you, Lord. And they will always know in their hearts that no matter what happens, that you are a good God, a loving God, a faithful God, and that you will always take good care of them, Lord, because you love them. You loved them so much you laid down your own son's life for them. Bless this congregation. Let us be about your business. Let us be sold out and devoted to you. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So looky here. Do you want to? Okay. No, I got it. I got you, sis. Tomorrow at 1:30, we got this awesome thing that we do at Whataburger. Really good time. It's Bible fun time. Donnie, do you like Bible fun time at Whataburger?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time. We love for anybody and everybody. That's a male. Yeah, you can. At here or at Target. Doesn't matter. No. You know what? Here's the thing. No. Anybody can come to the men's Bible study. The ladies started their Bible study before the men. So we just started a men's Bible study, and we just didn't think that the ladies would like a bunch of guy talk. But you're more, anybody and everybody is more than welcome to come. We'd love to have anybody there. I just don't want you to be bored. But 1:30 tomorrow, Whataburger, whoever wants to come, it's going to be an awesome time. Whataburger on Stewart Street. Wednesday night, we have something for every age group except for childcare. We don't have any childcare yet, but Sister Faye is doing an amazing, amazing job with the little ones, ma'am. If you can get these little ones fired up and excited about church, man, you are doing something right. And Faye has done that. So listen, we got something for the little guys. We got something for the teens. And we got something for the big people. So come out and be blessed Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Brother Donnie, why don't you bless this food? But before you do that, remember this, guys. We want to send this stuff out to Brother Dustin's brother who is deployed overseas. Pop-Tarts, Slim Jims, the only thing I know that he wants. But just get him something cool, and we'll make sure it gets to him. School supplies, if you're donating school supplies for those that are in need, that needs to be by next Sunday as well. I love you guys. Brother Don, here you go.
Dear gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for the special service. We thank you for these young men that's going into service, Father God. Protect them, Father God. Keep them in your hands. Be with the families, Father God. Encourage, Father God. We ask blessings over this food. We ask blessings over the fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen.